7:51 on Connect FM. Enjoying your morning connection for a Friday. Albert Varicello has joined us here in the studio here on a Friday morning. Albert, good morning.
Good morning. Good to be back in studio with you, Dan.
Always great to have you. And, you know, we must be on the brink of basketball season because, you've been here like three times in the past month. That's incredible.
Yeah, we had quite a spell there where I wasn't in here. Now I'm back almost every other week now. So
basketball is coming alive at the high school and college level.
Yeah.
And I noticed that, last time you were here, which was just last week, you were talking about the workout session that you were having at the field house. And you have another one coming up tomorrow.
Yeah. So we were requested to do another one because there were conflicts after the last one we did 2 weeks ago. So we'll be over there at the Finxler Fieldhouse again tomorrow from 10 to 12. We'll be having our 12 and under boys and girls group. And then from 12 to 2, we'll be having our 13 and up girls. And then from 2 to 4, we'll have our 13 and up boys.
Okay.
So we're kind of tie a bow on this right before the high school season starts. I believe that's on the 14th.
Yeah.
So we're trying to get one more in. And then we'll probably end up eventually having one in the spring as well, because there's always people that reach out throughout the basketball season wanting to be a part of it. But this will be a nice way for them to tune up leading up into their high school season, the official start of basketball season in the area. And we're excited for it, and especially the girls group. The girls group was the biggest one that asked for this workout.
Nice.
So they wanted to make sure that they could get one more workout in. But we also have a really good showing from our boys, as always. So make sure they go online and sign up. Mm-hmm. That way we have all their information. Basically make a donation to the Du Bois Dream, and then they're all set. And as usual, we'll be having our pop-up shop available as well.
Okay, good.
So anything that people want, we have t-shirts, shorts, a bunch of jerseys out there, a bunch of stuff from the former Dream stuff that we've had in the past. Just people seemed to enjoy it last time. We had a couple of younger kids filling up their grab bag.
Excellent.
To the brim, and we'll be doing that. And it's just really trying to get some things moving with the Du Bois Dream, and you may be seeing some more of us downtown. We have a few things in the works, but overall, it's just this workout, and then we'll be gearing up for the basketball season.
Excellent. And I noticed something, Albert. I was taking a look at the Du Bois Dream Facebook site, and you posted something very interesting, I think, just yesterday about the legacy that's kind of being established with all of the young people that have come up through the program and have gone out and have made an impact, whether it be on a college team or in the coaching ranks. Tell us a little bit about that in our final minute here together.
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Dan, because it's been cool to see. You never really know how much of an impact you're having until you kind of look back on it. And over the past, 8, 9, 10 years at this point, it's cool to see some of these kids that are now going from elementary, middle school into college and on. And you're right, you're bringing up the coaches as well. As we have right now, we have four former coaches at the scholarship level in college right now doing it for a living.
Yeah.
And it's, I don't want to say it's all because of the Dream, but we've definitely had a part of it, and especially with the players too. And I just really like the core group we've had locally.
Yeah.
Just they're good people.
Yeah.
Good people, players, coaches, and all that. So we're going to keep dreaming big. And like we've talked about, now we have the connection in Europe and professionally. And I'm really excited to see what happens, because I would love to see a player make this their profession. So it's cool. And you never know what's going to happen. And kind of the post I put out there was people were kind of ripping on the area and the basketball. And now it's just, we have quite a few kids playing college basketball and beyond. So I'm definitely excited to see where the Dream ends up. And looking back over another 10 years, I'm sure it'll be even bigger and better.
Yeah, we've always been known as a baseball area, and football kind of secondary to that. But it's nice to see that hoops is kind of sneaking its way in there.
Yeah, and I wouldn't say we're doing anything differently necessarily like on the court, but I like to think it's kind of the mindset of just not quitting, sticking with it, dreaming big. It just seems to have a bigger impact here. And as long as you stick with it, things just seem to work out.
Yeah. Well, as we head into basketball season, I'm sure we'll be hearing from you more. And we appreciate the updates as always.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks, Dan.
And you're welcome.